Okay, you just entered Hypixel Skywalk. Well, first, what are you going to do? First, you're going to want to get the booster cookie from the hub. So what you're going to do is you're on your Skywalk Island. Quickly mine the tree and bridge over to the hub island and then just go to the portal. After you've done this, you're gonna want to mine wheat. Just mine the wheat and don't question life. It's gonna be just when you're in the hub, go to your right. You should see it. Just keep on going right, and you should be able to see it. Not like completely right, kind of like straight and right. Should be there. Once you're there, just mine all the wheat for a bit. And then click on one of the NPCs that you can trade with and just sell all of your wheat by clicking on it. And then you should get like maybe a few thousand coins. Okay, good. You've gotten a few thousand coins. What are you going to want access to? The bazaar. Not the bizarre, the bazaar. So what you're going to do is try to get to Skywalk level 7. So just like, you know, just how you're going to do that? Well, first off, you're just going to have to kill, like, so you can level up your skills. That's definitely good. You can continue on farming wheat. And then eventually, once you've reached farming tree, which won't take a while, go to the farming islands. Once you're there, farming wheat will be a bit easier because there's going to be much more wheat. Eventually, you'll reach farming 5, which will give you access to the Mushroom Desert. So stop, go to the hub, buy a golden shovel, just like buy gold from the mine merchant, and buy some sticks from he's an NPC by the Bazaar Alley, and then craft a golden shovel. And then go to the Enchanter NPC and buy 4 Efficiency 1 books and just combine them into an Efficiency 4 book and just mine. No, actually, no, you need 8 and then add them to the golden shovel. Then go back to the farming islands, then go to the Mushroom Desert and just mine the sand until you reach, like, mining 7-ish. Ooh, mining 12 is a good point. Yeah, mining 12 is a good point. So, yeah, just do that. And then you should be good for both of those. And then, I mean, you can like, do a few more things, and you should eventually be Skyblock level 7. But before you get done with that, just sell all of your sand and all of your wheat that you've mined, and you should make like maybe like a few 100,000 coins. And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna go to the hub, and you're gonna find this NPC called Elizabeth, and you're gonna click on her, and if you should be able to get a free booster cookie, and eat that booster cookie immediately. It's gonna help you a ton. Then what you're gonna do is combat. First, go to the graveyard with the zombies. Well, before that, actually purchase a zombie sword from the weapon spit. Like, get like Smite 5 on it, or whatever Smite level you can. If you can just buy some XP bottles, and you should eventually be able to one-tap a zombie. Once you're able to do that, then just kill a few zombies until you reach combat level 5. Once you're there, you can easily get access to the spider's den. You just have to go to the portal and just poof, jump over to the spider's den. Then the spider den, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna go to one edge of the island where there's a campfire. But you're not gonna like You're not gonna like jump in a camp or anything. That's somewhere else. And you're gonna ask the guy, the archaeologist, and he's gonna say like that he's looking for some relics and he needs some help to find them, and he's gonna give you a little compass thing. So take that compass and just follow around to find all of the relics, and you should be able to. And everyone will give you 10,000 coins. That'll give you a total of like 300,000 coins. So now you have 350,000 coins. Is that enough? Probably for now. So what you're gonna wanna do is you're gonna wanna build a cobblestone generator, which will basically make you, which will make you a, your first 10 million coins plus an extra like 3 million coins, so your first 13 million coins in the game. Now you might be thinking, I've already made 300,000 coins, and now I'm making 13 million coins, how? Well, okay, it's basically this thing that every ore you mine is one thing towards the ore mining thing. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna want to mine 250,000 ores. And you might be thinking, that's a lot of ores. Well, it is. Production optimization to the cobblestone generator. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna want to build one. It's like a special one. You can find a tutorial for it on YouTube, and you're just gonna look up and mine it with like an efficiency 5 gold pickaxe. But get a legendary silverfish pet, and and then you should be able to insta mine cobblestone, and just like mine it while like pressing two keys or something. You just need one hand. I just change like the key slots. So yeah, and then just keep on mining, and yeah, it should take like an hour maybe, and then you're done, and you've made your first 10 million coin. Well, not yet, you've gotten a few pets. Go to the hub and sell them to the Orango NPC. When you're going to the farm, you should see like a little house that has like an animal head on top. Well, go into the house, go to the top floor, talk with Orango, and sell all those rock pets. And boom, you've made your first 13 million coins. And boom, you are ready for getting into dungeons. Not yet, but you're ready for the basics of the game. So, yeah, you have gotten very far in the game, and very quickly. That should take a few hours. And yeah. Also, if you're wondering why you ate that booster cookie, well, you just earned a few bits, which is not a way to make money. It's not really a way to make money. It's just kind of like very useful, and you just kind of want to use it. So yeah, bits are nice, and I'll talk about them later. They're more mid game. But you can make a bit of money from them, so yeah. If you can, try to leave your account AFK to get more bits. So yeah. Bye. Okay, so now you've learned a very early game. From the first second you logged in to maybe like a few hours in, you've learned what you do. And once you've done all of this, should have a pretty successful start to the game, and then you can start to get into later money making methods and start to get deeper into the progression. So yeah, you're not at the beginner game, you're in early game. So yeah, you're gonna probably invest a bit of it into dungeons and also a bit of it into mining, also farming's really good for money. So yeah, just so I'll talk about that later. Bye!